Music Theater Louisville is opening their 2010 summer season in the Baumhard Theater with 1776. It opens on Friday the 25th of June and closes July the 3rd, just one day shy of Independence Day, but a great lead-in to the holiday. John Huffman is directing the show for Music Theater Louisville. So last time we talked, you were in town. You work for so many people. Who were you working for?
I think the last time we talked, I think I was working for Music Theater Louisville as well. It was their Christmas show, I think. Miracle on 34th Street.
Right, the radio version.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is a little bit different. How many shows have you directed during the summer season?
For Music Theater Louisville, last year I directed Singing in the Rain. That was my first time I had worked with Music Theater Louisville, and this year I'm directing 1776.
So another big show. But different in that it's an almost all-male cast.
Almost all-male, almost all middle-aged, so there's not a lot of tap dancing. A lot less music in 1776. It's a non-traditional musical. It's more like a play with music. Mm-hmm. The music that's in the show is amazing and profound and beautiful, but there's not that much of it. There are big chunks of the show that are just the Continental Congress in 1776 working toward independence and the things that they really said and did while in session. So it's a real non-traditional kind of show.
Minus the heavy, heavy drinking.
Well, there's a little heavy drinking, just a little, yeah. But they did do a lot of, well, you know, in those days, water wasn't safe. So
right.
They had tea or rum, and that was their choice, you know. So, yeah, there was a lot of drinking going on in those days.
One of the things that you get from this musical that I think is really helpful, although I don't know that it's completely historically accurate, it's pretty close, but you get a sense of the compromise nature of the Constitution and the fact that the founders, the framers of the Constitution, there was no single mindset.
Right. Declaration.
Declaration.
Yes. No, it's true. By the time they finally ratified the Declaration on about July 3rd, many pages had been taken out. Many words had been taken out. Many things had been changed, just like today. I think that one of the most fascinating things about the show, and it is very historically accurate, Peter Stone, who wrote the book, was very careful to use words that the men in our show really, really spoke or wrote. And you see the nature of Congress even back then, how things are achieved by compromise.
Mm-hmm.
And when people talk today about a do-nothing Congress, it's been that way forever. The first song in the show is really about whether or not to open a window and let some air in. And they can't agree on that. So it's a fascinating look at what Congress was, is, and probably always will be.
Mm-hmm. Now, Benjamin Franklin, of course, is there, which is actually unusual from an historic perspective because he spent most of his time in France.
He spent a lot of time in France. Right around this time, though, the June and July leading up to writing the Declaration, he was in Congress. He spent most of the war overseas, though, once the Declaration was ratified, securing alliance with France, especially, also with England. But he was a diplomat. That was his main gig.
Right.
And Congress wasn't for him. He did a lot of sleeping in Congress, a lot of napping.
And he plays the diplomat in the play as well.
He really does. There, John Adams is the central character. And John Adams, as most of us know, especially from the recent HBO documentary, miniseries, John Adams was a feisty, fiery, passionate New Englander who brooked no compromise when it came to what he believed in. And Franklin was on his side, but Franklin was the voice of reason. Franklin, they enlisted Jefferson to do the writing because Jefferson was so good at that. Jefferson was kind of a silent man in Congress, but he was known as a great writer, so they got him to write it. And Franklin was kind of the antidote to John Adams as they moved this through the Congress.
Yeah. And, of course, John Adams and Abigail also provide a lot of the love interest.
It's really beautifully done. It really is. John and Abigail, to this day, I think their collection of letters that they wrote back and forth while he was away from her throughout his career, I think it's the largest collection of letters between two people ever preserved and gathered. And she is represented in the show. She's a character in the show. He speaks to her through his letters, and she replies through her letters, through song. And mm-hmm. it's really beautiful. It's beautifully done in the show, and it shows the other side of John Adams,
yeah.
You know, the fact that he was also passionate about his family and his love for his wife and how much he was sacrificing to be here.
Right. Now, Music Theater Louisville is dedicated to giving local people a chance
right.
to perform and
right.
share their talents. So this is an all-local cast.
Pretty much. We have our John Adams is an actor who has done it all over the country, who has performed here in Louisville a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's worked over at Derby Dinner Playhouse, and he's worked here a lot. So he has connections here. The rest of the cast is all local. And it's amazing. When Peter Holloway, the artistic director and producer, asked me to direct this show, it's my favorite show, so I immediately said yes, but then I immediately asked, how are we possibly going to cast it? There's 25 middle-aged guys in this
mm-hmm.
show. Where are we going to find them? And he said, oh, they'll come out. And they did. The best actors of their generation in Louisville are in this show. We were really pleased and lucky and glad to have them.
Yeah, it's a wonderful show, and Louisville has a lot of talent to draw from.
Oh, my goodness, it really does. Tons of talent.
Well, John, thanks so much for coming and talking about it, and good luck with 1776.
Thanks very much for having me.
1776 will be in the Baumhard Theater the 25th of June through July the 3rd. If you'd like information about the Music Theater Louisville opener, you can call 584-7777 or go to KentuckyCenter.org. For Classical 90.5, I'm Scott Dowd.